Welcome back, you sexy listeners. Here for our third installment of Sexy Battle Wizards, I see. We here at Saga Game Studio hope that you're having as much fun listening as we are creating this magical and stimulating world. Seems unlikely, though. Enjoy the show.
So given how Ben describes the like nipple scene, you definitely need to make sure you sculpt that thing perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing less will do.
Like, your biceps could be square, because who gives a fuck? But those nipples, they
on
have
point.
To be, yes.
On point.
Wait,
on
what shape point. Should biceps be?
Well, they would be cubes, not squares, first of all.
Oh, my bad.
Dimension.
We are recording. What do you call it?
Okay. Oh, penis.
What do you call a three-dimensional, like, rhombus?
Kevin's brain? Mm.
That wasn't a joke. I'm serious. Like, because
that was a serious answer.
Okay. That is what they should be.
It's a polyhedron.
Gotcha.
A polyhedron.
That's
any three-dimensional shape.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
That's like saying, what do you call a burger? Food.
I think what do you call flowers? I think, posies.
Yeah. No, that's
so wait, what's
different.
A three-dimensional rhombus?
Yeah. What would it specifically be called? We're burning time here. I don't really give a shit.
What do you call a skater who just carries his board everywhere? Poser.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you bothered Ben. He's looking it up now.
What's he looking up?
Three-dimensional rhombus.
Yeah. Or it's a rhombic hexahedron.
That one sounds sexier.
So that, rhombic hexahedral biceps.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're making shapes sexy.
He's working on it.
Oh, my.
At this point, why don't you describe your new characters as they appear?
Don, would you like to go first?
You died first.
Right. No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry, you did.
He went splat, and then I went boom.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so I'll describe him as he enters the battle scene because his magic school is the Arcana of the Supreme Doorway. So behind them, just this stark white outline of a door appears. And they hear the creak of the door opening, and out steps Femur. He is fairly lanky. He's got that... like that freshly dead sex appeal. So very thin, very angular. His sexiness is an amazing bone structure.
Oh.
And that amazing bone structure is sticking out of him everywhere.
No. Boner structure.
Boner structure. Oh. And his weapon of choice is the Doom Glaive.
Ooh.
Which basically the Doom Glaive is just basically the head of a glaive that he pulls out one of his bones and fixes it to the end, and then he'll strike with it, and then he'll have to collect the glaive part again and pull out a new bone.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like that shitty X-Men marrow, I think. Or she just constantly pulled bone. No, never mind. Brad's not here.
Fuck Brad.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fuck you, Brad.
So yeah, Femur.
A drink to your memory.
Steps out. And and despite Femur's sexiness level of 2, I imagine nobody likes him.
Femur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone, like he shows up and everybody's like, oh God. Because he's like emo.
Yeah. I get you.
And he's got like that, guys, Femur is here. Let me help you. And then he just lashes out at whatever's in front. Yeah. Okay. Like without even looking. And it's like dangerously close to see new character. I can't remember your name now.
Jack Steele.
It's like dangerously close to Jack Steele.
So you're battling?
Oh yeah.
Battle that up.
Yeah. My battle's still a 1 though. So like this might be,
That's going to be great.
That might not last.
I love
long.
It. Well, you said you're doing it dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Like, I am putting absolutely no care or thought into whether I hit him or not. This is why nobody likes him.
That's 5.
Yeah. I hit a 5. And, like, fucking nuts to the wall.
Okay.
Yes, that was fucking nuts to the wall.
Fucking nuts.
You come in, obviously.
Annoyingly.
Annoyingly. So, okay. So, yes, you successfully don't hit your comrades. You do.
I wasn't too worried about that.
You.
So you're down in this, like, zombie a-hole?
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, the door appeared, like, behind
down in
you.
In there, okay.
Yeah.
However,
you noticed it when the door opened because you got the smell of, like, all the shitty musk perfumes that I coat myself in.
Okay.
So you get through the door.
Yeah.
However, the bad thing that happens is...
A trip on the door jam.
You trip on the door jam as a squirrel runs past you through the door.
Where's bro one? Oh, he must be around here. Stupid, shitty concrete squirrels.
So there's now a stone squirrel, a concrete squirrel in the castle.
I kicked it and I hurt myself, but I kicked it like through the doorway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I stubbed the toe.
Yeah.
He's going to help row one reapply.
There you go.
Oh, he's the one with the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth.
So
there's,
he's my bud.
So there's no like hit points in this. It's just exploding with stress,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yep. Yeah. So... Dawn, your new character appears how?
Well, she was sauntering through the town and she heard a bunch of noise and she was intrigued and felt it was her wizardly duty to assist
duty
these very unkempt
poopy duty
wizards.
We're mature.
Yes.
So I'm musky.
Luella bursts into the scene.
Luella.
She is sexy because she has impeccable pristine style. She wears many leathers, all of the popular, most expensive, designer armor. Her signature weapon is a void bow. Ooh. Yeah, she's quite good with it, so watch out.
Is a void bow better than a ghost wolf bow?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Definitely.
I worked in a nursing home for a while, so whenever I hear void, I
do
think
too.
Urine.
I know. Yeah.
It's a urine bow.
We're voiding our bowels.
Oh, it's a piss bow. Yeah.
I mean, it makes my enemies want to void their bowels.
I guess.
Maybe that's the husky smell.
Oh.
Or husky piss.
Well, my school is the path of beasts, so that might be the musky guy smell,
mine.
But it is not me.
That's how I got the squirrels.
Yeah,
path
it's my
beasts.
Beast.
They're my squirrels. Don't touch them.
So it was actually my, we're going to say my hound that led me to the church.
Oh, that's the husky smell.
Yeah, that's the husky
smell. Oh, Luella.
Smell.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Hi. So happy to see you, Hilder. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Ass.
Yeah.
They're fighting down there. I'm holding off the horde.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They need help down there?
Yeah. Or you can stay up here and help me.
Sure. All right, I'm going to jump into the hole.
Are her expensive leathers rather tight and revealing?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
No, this makes more sense.
Yeah, no. Her sexy is, it is up.
Oh, does she have a three?
It is up, tits out.
Tits out.
Not
it's
out.
It's not just
like
for women.
Up.
Did you know that?
Up and out. For women.
Yeah.
Tits out is not just
not just
for women.
Not just for women, Hilder.
Well, he's tits out all the time.
Yeah.
All
tits
the time.
Out all the time.
Not that you can tell. I mean, your mirrors are looking especially sparkly today.
Yeah, Femur is not tits out. He is head to toe, like, covered in black. He's just got, like, the eye slits and a little mouth hole. But it's, like, the creepy little mouth hole, even though his mouth is, like...
Oh, so you're saying you have, like, one of the fetish masks with a zipper?
that's
what I imagine.
I was thinking more like a shitty ski mask that he cut the hole in himself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
not a gimp
like
mask.
Boondock Saints when the guy makes his own mask.
So I mentioned before that Jack Steele is wearing parachute pants. He's only wearing parachute pants.
Okay, nice.
That's what I'm imagining.
That's fairly close. More black, but yeah.
So gimp mask, pretty much.
It is just no zipper. It's just always open because he loves to hear himself talk.
Yeah.
All right, so Llewellyn, right?
Luella.
I'm already down there, and so is the eponymous.
That's
and
good.
And
Hilda
and Raptor, Luella.
Okay.
Yeah, down we go.
They may have a bit of a crush.
All right, so you can just kind of slide down the escarpment that has been formed.
Oh, no, I spin.
That's fine.
I use the path of beasts.
I try and be extra sexy. It fails miserably.
Like the beat of the falcon wing.
Don't make me roll.
I just
float. Don't make me roll.
You spin. Don't make me roll.
You spin and you just drill down to the bottom.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. Okay, so you're down at the bottom. You get down there.
Yeah.
You can see there's like a... you are down where the zombies are all coming from. And they're not coming just like out of the ground. They're coming through a portal of some sort.
Oh my God, they're so gauche. That is last year's.
I was just going to ask you to roll perception.
Wrong game.
Wrong game. That's roll wizard, perception.
Right?
He just died. Yeah. He died trying to roll perception.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Okay, so I guess, so y'all get down there.
Yeah.
Y'all. So, you can see the portal. You can see the zombies around there. You can also, it's a little harder to make out, but there might be someone actually controlling the portal.
Go close the door.
Oh my God, are you totally giving me orders? You suck.
I am just heavily suggesting that you go close that door.
Luella, just have him do it.
Can't you do anything? What's your name again?
No, I'm Fimor.
Fimor.
Fine, I'll fucking close the door.
Is your version of closing the door just blasting it like all your problems?
Yeah.
Fine, just blast away.
Oh my God, Jack, it's been a while. Mm. Hey.
Oh.
I roll my eyes.
So, like, we're suggesting I blast the portal. I'll do it.
Why are you looking at me? Go ahead and roll.
Go ahead.
Blast.
Yeah, I got to know what it is. Is it battle? It's not battle. It's, right?
If you're going to be shooting it to try to close it, I would say that's definitely a wizard.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is a pretty decent thing to try to do, so I'm going to have to say it's a six.
All right. So what's determination do again? You roll the initial die?
Yeah. Yep, it adds a die.
For each point of determination you spend.
Well, I haven't spent one yet. I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
So it sounds like a good time to do it.
How do you get determination?
By failing.
Failing.
I mean, oh, no, I didn't fail.
Nope, you reset.
No, you failed, but then you died.
So. Yeah, I met.
Yes, when you erase all stress and determination.
Ah, yes. So new stress.
Six.
Nice.
Two points.
Nice. Wow. Okay. So Jack just kind of steps up to the front, you're shouldering the cannon?
No, I'm going to shoot from the hip.
Okay. No, that's fine.
From the crotch.
And I'm going to, I'm going to do like a hair toss.
Nice. Oh,
beautiful.
Wait, with your head or with your hands?
Yes.
So
you toss your hair.
Yeah.
You
the dreadlocks.
You fire from the hip.
The dreadlocks.
Yeah, so I had dreadlocks with little fist beads at the end.
Oh, that's right.
And then how does it hit the portal? What does it look like?
Well,
let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Please.
So as soon as it fires, you can see like energy being drawn into the barrel of the cannon, like it's charging up.
Okay.
And then it basically just fires a comet, like straight out.
Nice. All right. So this comet,
which the comet has like other lights orbiting it, even like
ooh,
it's
okay, I like it. So this thing fires out, blasting you backwards. You didn't have it, you didn't have it secured up on your shoulder like you usually do. You weren't expecting the force out of it that came out.
I think maybe it's because the fake cannon is a roll of the dice. Like honestly, I don't even know what it's going to shoot sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is the best kind of weapon.
Yeah. So it throws you backwards. You know, it kind of goes clattering off to the side as you fall down. But this comet of arcane fey energy smashes into the portal, and it just, you can see it just, it shimmers, it shakes, and it just coalesces and pops out of existence.
Again.
Blowing up a decent chunk of the zombies that were around it because, I mean, it was a pretty decent sized ball of energy.
And the city. No, not that part.
No, the city hasn't been destroyed yet.
Yet.
I said we're getting there. you still have a decent amount of zombies around, and there is at least a wizard or two, maybe?
I will shoot the wizards. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on deadliness, but also want to try and be a little sexy about it.
Ooh, okay.
Shut that stuff.
Go right ahead. Give me a battle.
Oh my God, guys, I'm going to throw up. You guys are so embarrassing. Oh,
what was the difficulty?
What's your highest now?
Six. Six.
Oh, wait a second. So the difficulty of my portal blast was a six, and I rolled a six, so meeting is still a stress, right?
Yeah, you still wow. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, you're right. Yep. You still get a stress, but...
Apparently I'm the only one who gives a shit about the rules.
What if his D6 had rolled a seven?
He's cheating.
Magic.
That or he's sexy not magic. Using a D6.
Your hippie magic voodoo.
Bad voodoo juju.
Bad be a boost voodoo
juju. I was going to say, it is just a four because you're firing at a person.
I got a six.
Okay. So, yeah, you fire your bow. You take that person down.
It's sexy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It actually is.
Hildur, damn.
Yeah.
Impressive.
You thank you. You get off a wink.
Yeah, he gets off a wink.
And, yeah, it's good.
So, you know, it was probably because this guy's maintaining a portal and some asshole comets it and he disappears. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
He gets an arrow in the butt.
Yeah. An arrow in the butt.
Arrow in the butt. It happens.
Kevin blasted
arrow
him.
Arrow in the dick. Arrow in the dick.
Kevin blasted him right in the ass.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
Blasty in the assy.
So just like real life.
There are several curse words thrown your way as the wizard falls.
Yeah. I start posing.
Look who's missing a bro one already.
I know.
Well, see, not many people know this, but Hildar and bro one, they're friends. It's like put on appearances.
Yeah, they're like the fighty kinds of friends. Yeah.
Well, they're the super competitive friends. Like, they're friends. Right. They always try to one-up each other.
Well, yeah. It's like bro one has very sexy but very bad at battle. And Hildar is very unsexy but very good at battle. So they try and help out each other.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
So bro one taught them some poses.
Yep.
They're complimentary.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So there are still zombies, though.
Well, I can't do everything myself unless I have to.
Oh, I think
I'm
going
to flex.
And I flex.
Yeah.
Hildur, you have inspired me.
I try.
I'm going to void their asses with Every my time. Amazing bow.
Ew.
So I take my void bow and I'm going to blast them.
How did that go again? Okay.
Are you trying to get like one or a whole bunch?
I'm trying to get a like whole line of them.
Ah, that's fine.
The void, when it bursts free from my bow, it kind of creates like a conal effect.
I love it.
It gapes.
Yeah, it gapes. Or, I have a gaping void.
Or does it suck in from where it
and
hits?
And then it sucks
in. It's a gaping,
in,
sucking void.
So it's
it can
a
do
gaping,
both.
Sucking void. So it bursts forth in a conal.
Oh, and then it I get you. It implodes.
And
it's
implodes.
It's a gaping, sucking implosion.
And it smushes them into the void.
Nice.
I think I've seen that video.
Yeah.
I think that's you started five. That video.
I'm gonna go with a five for that one. Because
okay. And this is battle.
Wow.
You said five? Whew. That seems hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, that is not a six. Just kidding. Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, my highest was a four. I failed.
Couldn't we help?
So stress and a determination.
No? Okay.
Not for that. I mean, I don't really know how that would...
But I have impeccable style, so I looked amazing while doing this.
So, yes. So you had impeccable style, so no one actually noticed you missed.
It looked like a flourish.
Luella, that was so good.
Guys, I was just readying my bow.
However, you get some pretty nasty magical feedback.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of...
The void is in my head.
You got the match
frizzy hair. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my hair is out of place.
The frizzies. Yes.
Yep.
Shit. Hildur pulls a comb out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And hands it to her.
Oh, thank you, Hildur.
You gotta shake the bugs off first.
No, it's clean on the surface.
Mm-hmm. On the surface.
Hildur took a shower in the montage.
Because it was
that's true.
Because I did take a shower in the montage.
It was on the surface. It was a pick just stuck in, right?
There you go.
Fro pick.
Thanks, Hildur. I can totally work with this.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys are like
totally embarrassing me.
Can we just kill him now and get Broan back?
So I'm going to like start like pulling some of my amazing bone structure out. And I'm fastening like a ladder because I want to get the fuck out. I can't stand being around these
doors.
Guys.
You make doors.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not doing that. I'm making this bone ladder to climb up out of here.
Why is Themar being so obstinate?
I throw a bone at her.
Oh, hey. Watch out.
Sorry, that's I shoot just Themar. The wrong
size. God.
I shoot Themar.
Honestly, I see no difference.
And then I start to climb out.
Okay.
Bye,
I
asshole.
Mean, I'll go find something up there. Oh, I see the squirrels attacking stuff, so I'm like, help those squirrel buddies.
You get up to the top, and the squirrels have actually, they're now just feasting on the zombies.
I'll stop and pick one.
They've gone feral.
Oh, and it bites me.
I guess.
You get rabies.
Feraler.
I'll start screeching, manly screeching, and run out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very pretty.
Okay.
Is there anything out here to do?
No.
No.
Run away.
Fine, I'll give up and create a doorway and go back to them.
I really want to shoot him.
So nice of you to join us again.
I'll throw my glaive at one of them. It's like I'll pull a rib out so it's like curved like a boomerang and I'll just fucking launch it like that. And I'm throwing it like directly at Hildur. But because it's a boomerang, so it curves before it gets to him, and I totally planned that.
I'm gonna give that a 5.
All right, I got a 1 die, so
that's
this is gonna
perfect.
Be.
It's gonna hit me.
Yeah, I'm not spending my determination on this. 4?
Nope.
That's a fail. Hildur, watch out!
That's a stress and a determination.
Yep. Was it clob him right in the face?
It wasn't a boomerang. It's just a stick.
Oh, no, no, no.
I didn't
no.
even attach it to a bone.
No. Okay, so you throw this.
Yep.
It
was still attached.
You throw this. You throw it. It's got the glaive attached. Mm-hmm. It flies through the air. It does return to you. However, you misjudge the angle.
Oh, or I bet
I did. You misjudge it. Hildur?
Probably. I thought it was going to hit him.
You've gotten shaved.
What part?
Your facial area.
I am a dwarf. That's it. I'm straight up murdering this guy.
It's a...
again?
It's like just one half of the mustache.
Oh, he's still dead.
See, and that's why it hits me, because I thought I was just going to hit him. Like I was accidentally going to hit him. But then when it actually missed, I didn't expect that. So yeah, at least I didn't have to go get it.
I would like to shoot him.
You can do whatever you want. I'm enjoying PvP now.
I mean, this is a PvP kind of game. Do I get a... is this a contest?
No. Because
if so, I would like to...
If you
I'll tell
can...
you, yeah.
If you can sexy your way, or you can either sexy or magic your way out of it.
Well, I'll tell you what I was planning to do because it works well with magic. So he's shooting me with his bow. I want to open
a doorway,
you know, in front of me behind him.
Stop shooting yourself.
Like, I'm going to give him the whole L7 weenie, and I'm just going to like that and catch his air. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know if I'll succeed.
Okay. Shoot him. It's a 4.
See, even he wants to.
I got a 4.
Okay. Yours is more difficult.
Is it a 6?
I was going to give it a 5.
Because I got a 6. I mean, I got a 1 and a 3 as well, but I got a 6. Stop shooting yourself. That's
sorry,
what I say
what
when
did,
I open
what
it
did
up.
You
fuck
roll?
The L7 weenie.
I rolled a
2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Stop shooting yourself is what I say.
You shoot at him.
Yeah.
A door opens in front of him. Son of a bitch. A door opens behind you.
Yep.
And because something else bad happens, you get shot in the ass.
Great. Yeah, you do.
That's a stress, I assume.
Well, you get a stress because you met the number anyway.
Yeah, you got something sticking in your
I'm going to spin at him.
You just fall through the door and end up right back where you were.
I'm going to keep doing that until it works.
He trimmed part of my mustache.
Yeah. Hildur, you still look lovely.
Is this what's going to happen until one of us dies?
Apparently.
Oh, you think it looks good?
Yeah, it's cute. We could even out the other side. It'll be great.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to blow him a little kiss.
If you can roll a sexy at a 4, it will calm him down.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're trying to calm him down.
Okay, cool. Sweetheart, you look fantastic.
Please fail.
4. I get to roll 3. So I'm guaranteed to fail.
Yep.
I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Okay.
I was super worked. That's
I know, right?
Two.
Yeah, and a 2. I coax you.
So the 6 is that she sexies you with a 6. So
hey.
Just say.
Hildur, you're looking great. As
Mike starts to caress me.
No, I didn't.
You touched my knee.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
did.
I went like this on the dog and pushed him. It was the dog's face.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh. You're covering yourself now.
It's getting sexy on that side of the table.
Because if I was going to do that, it would have been up the back.
I calm down, but I start to plot my revenge.
Oh, that's fair. There are still a few zombies around, though.
Oh, for fuck's sake, let's clear these guys out.
I help take them down, but I mostly want to corral them towards Femur.
Okay. So that's going to be a 5 because you're trying to maneuver. You're trying to both take them down and maneuver them.
Suddenly, Femur.
That's a fail.
It's a fail.
Okay.
Suddenly.
They're running at you. There are many zombies now trying to attack you.
I am stepping back and twirling, trying to make it look like I'm just leading them on.
Okay. The nice thing is, though, they're all grouped up right near him.
Ooh. There you go. See? I'm helping.
I'll blast.
Yeah, blast all of them. All of them.
Or... because this is a pretty giant cannon, I could just take the cannon and just throw it.
You should have heard what Hildur was talking about you earlier. He was bad-mouthing your cannon.
Oh.
Femur?
You should totally shoot all of them.
Femur's a bad influence.
I'll do it.
Yes. I didn't even have to roll sex.
All right, so you're just blasting the general area?
Yeah, it's going to be a hail of not bullets, just little energy pellets, basically.
Like a shotgun.
Yeah.
There you go. Giant cannon.
Like a cannon, like a sawn off double barrel blast. It's like a cone of death.
Okay,
I love.
I'm going to say it's a two parter.
Yeah. Okay. You got it.
So it's a battle. It's a 5. Will avoid Hildur. A 4 does not.
Okay. Because I'm not specifically trying to hit you.
Yeah,
I'll rub your shoulders, you know, trying to distract you to get that 4.
No, what? Hold on.
Oh, detriment?
Yeah.
Sexy.
That's a sexy. I'm going to say, since you have to get a 5 or higher. And if you do, he loses 1 off his top score.
I did not.
Whew. So my top score is 4.
Okay. So it succeeds, so you take a stress.
Do I get a determination for that?
Yeah, you failed.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start spending these things.
Give me Hildur.
Yes, I would like, when I see that as coming, I would like to... Way of 10,000 mirrors.
Yes.
The blast into Femur with the sneaking suspicion that he's going to open up another gate and the back of the gate is reflective.
I am going to open another gate, but what I want is to open it near his ear and my mouth, and I just want to whisper a distraction into his ear.
It's reflective.
A sexy distraction. But I'll go wizard with this if you want it to be more insulting. I'm fine with either one.
What's the difficulty?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you trying to? you're trying to
wave a thousand mirrors, the blast at Femur.
All right, so that is a wizard. That is a I'm gonna put that at five, and then you've just to distract him because he is pretty hell bent on doing this.
Yeah, I want to go with wizard because I want to say something insulting.
Okay, I'm going to, since he's so hell bent, and I'm gonna say a six.
All right, I'm gonna spend my two determination dice.
I'm spending one.
I'm gonna have to. Oh, can I have an extra d6?
Mm-hmm. Here. All
right. I'm gonna roll it first, and then I'll tell you what I
think. Snake eyes.
Well, what do you want? It's my number one top die?
Yes, the top die.
I got a six.
Okay.
So what do I have?
I think I said that you had a five.
So I open this little door near my mouth.
Oh, wait, that's right. So it's actually now a six. Oh,
fuck. And this tiny little door opens near his ears.
Six!
And I say, even your father never loved you.
Oh, wow.
So,
and the blast just takes his head clean off.
I got two sixes.
Just like real life.
No. No.
Oh.
So.
Thanks. Yours got me a six.
It's never been that good to me.
So you were able to mirror the hail of bullets.
It wasn't bullets because it was solid projectiles.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
It was magical pellets of energy. You're able to...
Magical birdshot.
Yeah, there you go. You're able to mirror them
right
into Femur.
Yeah.
You
right? Oh, he was whispering at me, right?
Yes.
And he had the thing right in front of his mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get him right in the mouth.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Just want to get him, like, just deep throat him with that blast.
So I don't get anything for...
Well,
Kevin just wants to deep throat him.
Well, you made it harder for him.
I had a roll of six.
Oh,
of
it just didn't work. Okay.
Yeah. So, which means you do take a stress.
Oh, yes.
And so do you.
From all the deep throating.
And
it can be stressful, I guess.
I'm at four.
It can be very stressful.
I'm at four. Femur's going to die very quickly.
Next failure. Going down.
Can I, with the remainder of my open portal, I'd like to spit my chiclets out at his ear.
There you're perfect.
Yeah, so that you get hit in the side of the face with a bunch of my teeth. And some blood splatter, but, you know, mostly teeth.
Are the zombies just, like, standing in the background going, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're looking at us what the fuck is wrong with these people?
No, Jack pretty much took care of that.
Thanks,
he's
Jack.
The only one of us doing any real work.
Yeah. Here.
I took down the wizard.
Yeah, you did.
You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I've been making effort to help.
Yeah, zero effort.
He tried to
only
leave.
Hindering.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was too bored outside.
I know. I have actually rolled two hinder rolls.
Yep.
This is fun. I just go up to the others. It'd be a real shame if Femur had to stay with us any longer. Just saying.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So are you doing anything else right now? So the zombies are all dead. There's no more undead around.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Because they were just fucking around too long.
I mean, my ladder's still there.
True.
Mm-hmm. If we're done with this room.
I'd say it doesn't count as undead, even though it is bones.
True.
Yeah, was there more going on down here that we need to look at?
I don't know. Are you looking around to find
out? Yeah, I'm looking around.
I'll look around.
Oh, okay. So you go over to the...
Wait. I use my... 1,000 mirrors in my beards to look around without having to move.
Mm. And I stand by him.
So I'm just like holding different parts of my beard up. Just looking.
Now that I have no teeth, I talk with a little bit of lisp.
So you do notice that near where the wizard is, there is...
The ex-wizard?
The what?
The ex-wizard, the one who
the
died?
The ex-wizard, yes.
Yes, okay.
You do notice that there is a larger hole even beyond where the portal was.
Look at this. It's almost as big as Femur's asshole.
Hey, Hill there. Why don't you try to fuck that hole like you do everything else?
Wow.
And you feel a rumble beneath your feet.
It's probably just Femur's stomach.
I am kind of hungry, though.
Yeah, honestly, I could go for something to eat, too.
There is a roar from below.
We get it. You're hungry, too.
I Now, is this just like a hole or is this a portal?
It's a hole.
Okay. It's a hole.
I would like to peek very carefully using a mirror down the hole.
Balrog. Okay. Definitely a Balrog.
That's what I was going to describe.
I was going to say, wait, I'll make Kevin's dreams come true. I open a doorway and I just stick my head in. It extends down into the hole. Just take a look around. Just stick my head right in. Up to the, like, shoulders.
I like to push him all the way.
Wait to see what I see first.
Okay.
I mean, I might just get my head bit off.
That works.
There is a very large stone behemoth rising.
Molten?
Yeah. Why not? I mean,
sure. Now that you've mentioned.
Well, no, I had thought of saying just Balrog, but yes. I'm assuming that's copyrighted, so we're now going to be sued. But
yay!
Molten, it's cool. Gollum.
Yeah.
Molten, he's dead. It's cool.
That's how that works, right?
Both of them.
Yeah, he died last week.
Yep.
The son.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I knew the other one died a while ago.
See.
May they rest in peace.
Yep. Awesome
whatever.
Books.
You know, rest in whatever.
Wherever the hell they want.
So, yes, basically a very large molten golem is awakening and coming up from below.
Do that I think it understands common?
Why don't you try talking to it?
I'd like to yell, my name's Hildred, I want to fuck you in the ass. And I pull my head back through.
No, I once he starts, I'm just pushing him right through.
That's fair.
As you're falling through the air, give me a 5 to somehow wizard yourself out of falling into the mouth of this behemoth.
I used all my determination on the last goddamn thing.
Not my fault.
Whoa.
Ooh, rogue dice.
Oh, I can't tell. What is that?
I can't see it. Hold on.
No, stop. I mean the one in there. I think it's a 5. I'm afraid it's a 5.
Off the table.
Doesn't
count.
I know.
Roll.
Reroll everything.
But I do have a 5.
Well, you gotta roll it in there. Maybe we'll knock it.
6.
Whoa. Damn it. Femur, why won't you just die?
So you're able to, basically, the mouth is, could have just swallowed you whole.
Oh yeah, like it closed on me.
Like, as it's about to chomp you, the door opens, you fall through, it chomps at nothing.
Yep.
Ooh.
Can I land on Hildur?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll step out of the way.
Ass first.
Bony ass first.
Oh, yeah, of course, because of my amazing bone structure.
As he lands, I'm just going to push him back in the hole, because I was right next to it.
No, that one closed.
The one
when I opened a new one.
No, and I'm right next to the pit.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't mine. That was the pit. Yeah.
I'm pushing him back in. What is that, a battle?
That's a battle. I might have to... Ooh. That's a contesting battle.
That's a 5.
I'm probably going to... This is another instance where I'm going to fail and die.
This has been Sexy Battle Wizards, as presented by Saga Game Studio. You too can enjoy the RPG Sexy Battle Wizards, created by Grant Howitt. You can find this free game and more at patreon.com/GSHowitt. Voices you heard today are that of Sex Machine Matt, Spicy Town Mike, Luscious Lips Kevin, Voluptuous Lady Dawn, and finally, Bangin' Hot Ben, the amazing ringleader and GM of Sexy Battle Wizards, Saga Game Studio Edition. Intro music is Funky Machine by Lobo Loco. Outro music is Can't Stop My Feet by Loyalty Freak Music. Both songs can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Thank you for listening. Keep it sexy, world.
Nice of you to join us, fuckers.
Yeah.
You get off.
Oh. Just deep throat him with that blast. We tired him out for you.
Sure.
This is fun.
For more of this story.
For more.
And other shitty ones.
Ectoscat.
Ectoscat.